CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.
Welcome to the next edition of the CyberWorks LMS e-learning implementation podcast series, where we take a look at actual learning management systems, LMS implementations, and e-learning program rollouts. My name is Mary Kay Liferno, and I'm the marketing director here at CyberWorks and your host today. In this edition, we are talking with Ben Schmitz, technical trainer for St. Jude Medical, about their use of the CyberWorks web-based learning management system to provide training for employees in the highly regulated medical device manufacturing industry.
Good afternoon, Ben. Thanks for coming to talk with us today.
Good afternoon, Mary. Okay.
Ben, tell us about yourself and what you do for St. Jude Medical Incorporated.
Okay. My name is Ben Schmitz. I'm a technical trainer for St. Jude Medical. Mm-hmm. I have been with St. Jude Medical for over a year, and sort of about it, my job is mostly focusing on operations employees, but also other employees in the atrial fibrillation division.
Okay, great. I understand that St. Jude Medical produces medical devices, but can you tell us a little bit more about your company and the products they make?
Yes. Our company is one of the third largest medical device manufacturing companies.
Wow.
We make medical devices that go in the human body for our division, specifically for atrial fibrillation.
Mm-hmm.
And so these medical devices diagnose and treat atrial fibrillation, and they're mostly catheters.
Oh,
ablation catheters and, you know, EP catheters.
Okay, well, that sounds great. You know, I know the medical device industry is highly regulated by the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, and they can shut down a company in a New York minute if its manufacturing regulations and procedures don't follow requirements. Can you explain what 21 CFR Part 11 compliance is and why it's important to your training and tracking process?
Okay, well, we're actually regulated by 21 CFR Part 820,
mm-hmm.
this quality system regulation. And in that, we, for training purposes, we have a subpart B, which is quality system requirements. And in there is 21 CFR 820 Part 25 personnel.
Mm-hmm.
And this really defines how we train our personnel. And with that, I'll just give you, 820.25 personnel is, for A is each manufacturer shall have sufficient personnel with the necessary education, background, training, and experience to assure that all activities required by this part are correctly performed. As specifically to training, each manufacturer shall establish procedures for identifying training needs and ensure that all personnel are trained to adequately perform the assigned responsibilities. And most of all, training shall be documented. And then a subpart to that is, as part of their training, personnel shall be made aware of device defects, which may occur from improper performance of specific jobs, and personnel who perform verification and validation activities shall be made aware of defects and errors that are encountered as part of their job function. So the biggest aspects you just saw there was that personnel that perform verification and validation activities, you know, need to be aware of the defects and errors, and also just general employees need to be aware of the defects and errors, and that all training shall be documented. The reason why 21 CFR 11 compliance comes into existence is now that we're using our learning management system,
right,
we have gotten rid of our paper documents saying that Bob was trained to build the product under this specification. So now we have to document, we still have to document that training, and 21 CFR Part 11 defines that you have to make up for that ink signature that used to be there. And how we do that is using CyberWorks' unique user ID and password combination along with their training record to show that Bob was the one that took the test. And, you know, that's replaced, you know, the paper document.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. And you know what? I really appreciate you explaining that all, because it's pretty complicated stuff. So other than the compliance aspect that you had, What were some of the key business and system requirements that were important to your company's online training other than that?
Okay. As far as, you know, we have basically two types of employees, and I hate to categorize it, but we have production employees, which build product, and we need to train and track their development. And that's a huge piece of the pie. And then, I mean, if you look at a company, that's around 60% of its employee base. Then we have the other percentage of the employee base, which is the exempt workforce, or the people that are not dealing with production or support it only. And so, you know, the requirements we were looking for them was being able to track and train, you know, professionals with, you know, courses such as, Minitab or software, or also other, you know, off-the-shelf performance management type training.
Mm-hmm.
And so we looked at, you know, trying to balance the two. We had a need to be really compliant, but we also had a need to be able to deliver, you know, online content to a large group of people, you know, very easily and almost automated.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. It makes a lot of sense. Why did you choose the CyberWorks Learning Management System to manage all of your training with both of those aspects?
Well, we went through a process and looked at the big players and the little players, and CyberWorks is pretty much right in the middle, and one of the biggest reasons was cost, but the other reason was that CyberWorks gave us everything the big players had, and so with that, we're able to, you know, get a learning management system for our division, for 1,000 employees, under $20,000 that allowed us to function as if we were buying a million-dollar implementation. So for us, it made sense as a business case. And also dealing with the, it was, every time I called, someone was there to answer.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, getting back and going through all the demos and stuff, other companies didn't have that type of customer service. So that's why, you know, working with John Donahue and the CyberWorks group was very easy and fluid, so that's why we went them.
All right. Let's talk about some of the important elements of your configuration process. I'm told you're using the CyberWorks Competency Management Module to manage skills training. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yes. Being a department of myself and my boss for the training department of 1,000.
Well, that's sometimes
for about 600 employees.
Yeah.
But it being, you know, very limited amount of time to interact with the system, what the competency management module allows us to do is to create generic competencies for the production floor workers and for the professionals. So we'll shoot through two examples. We'll use the production folks. So if I'm a production employee and I have seven tasks that I do, and we have four different product lines that all build roughly the same product, but it has different uses. But those tasks are relatively the same. If you're making I'll use an example, if you're putting together a pen, you're always going to put the cap on the same way. And then you're going to slide on, you know, the other parts, the spring and everything else in different stages. Well, if you build a pen that's 2 inches long and a pen that's 4 inches long, you're still doing the same task. However, it's a different product. So what we did is we took, you know, putting on the cap as an example as a competency. And the learning events building up to that competency were, you know, reading the manufacturing process, going through and watching videos of the cap assembly, and going through different stages of system certification where I took a test, and I had to take a test on, I had 20 samples of pens that were put together, and pen caps are put together, and I had to pick out the ones that were bad, pick out the ones that are good, and I took a test on that. And then I had somebody review and say, you're certified in that learning event or that competency. Once you get to that competency, then it's very easy to move you to other areas. Maybe you go work on the 4-inch pens for a while because you know how to put a cap on the 2-inch pen. And so if you're competent in that, all you have to do is go and read the manufacturing process under the 2-inch cap, and then you're able to perform that job. And so that's how we're kind of using the competencies for the production employees. And also that once they reach where they have all the competencies, then you have the job skill in that building with those four product lines, and you're able to float and work wherever you want. As far as the professional level employee or exempt level employee, we have taken engineer one for product development and made that a job skill. And then from that job skill, it's going to build up several competencies. One may be your software. One may be your design of experience, experimentation analysis. The other ones may be time management and project management. And you go through and the LMS automatically pushes out those learning events to that employee. And so that's how we're not able, we don't have to really manage the system. It does it itself. That's why we have configured the competency management to work for us.
Okay, well, that sounds good. How were you able to configure the CyberWorks web-based learning management system for 21 CFR Part 820 compliance?
Well, we're able to configure it for that compliance using the competency management and okay. showing how people are trained.
Mm-hmm.
And so we set it up where, like with the competency management modules I just explained, is mm-hmm. we're able to set up job skills
right.
or specific job types. And underneath that job type, we're able to push out learning events. And those learning events can be anything up to, I think, 7 different types of things. So we can send out a read and sign of a manufacturing process as one of the learning events. We can send out a video of the event taking place as one of those learning events.
Sure.
And we can do observation as one of those learning events. So we're really falling into what 21 CFR 820.25 personnel really requires, and that training should be, employees should be aware of the defects they create,
mm-hmm.
and that training shall be documented. And that's basically how we've configured it to work with that.
Well, that's great. It's super when really a good thing when the functionality is already built into the system and it's just a matter of running a report. Given what you've already told us about your company and the medical device industry and the 21 CFR Part 1121 and 820 compliance, it sounds like your company really had to validate each part of the system's functionality, and I know you worked a lot on that process. Can you tell me about your validation process?
Yes. Well, with software validation, you basically start at a ground level and you work your way up. So what we did is it's a risk assessment-based process the whole way through. So as you go through and you first, what you want to do is you want to create your criteria. Basically, what are you looking for a learning management system? So we did that and we said, these are specific requirements that we need to meet. I don't have, the list in front of me, but one was that, we needed a unique identifier and password for an employee. We needed to be able to store all records of test results. We need the ability to archive the data. We need the ability to pull up a report that shows all the training that an employee has had. We need the ability to push out training to multiple levels of the organization. We need the ability to, so and so. You just keep going through. And it's really, what are your specific requirements? From there, we took those requirements and we did a risk assessment on those requirements
mm-hmm.
against the code, the quality system regulations. So we took, we need to have a unique identifier, password, and username, and that needs to stay with the employee. And so we took that chunk of information and said, okay, what risks would happen if that failed, that piece of the software failed. And so the risk would be that, someone's information would be lost, someone could access the system, all those risks. And then what we did is we created a test against those risks.
Mm-hmm.
And that test was a user interface, common user interface, and also any admin user interfaces. So we tested against every single one of those requirements to make sure that the CyberWorks Learning Management System met our requirements and met the regulations requirements. So we mated our requirements with the with the 21 CFR 820 regulations or its intent, and that is how we, created our validation testing. Then we did a couple rounds of validation testing and walked through all those requirements and made sure they passed, and then we had a sign-off at the end saying, this has meant the intent and of our requirements and also the intent of 21 CFR 820 and 21 CFR Part 11.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds great. That was a lot of work. Is there any, sounds like it to me anyway, Is there anything more you'd like to tell us about your customer experience or interaction with CyberWorks that you'd like to share?
Yes. During the testing process, I was able to get a hold of CyberWorks if I had any issues or concerns. It was very easy. But one of the greatest things I found, about the CyberWorks Learning Management System is that a lot of the functionality is built in. It's there. And a lot of the customization can be done by, not even customization of the look and feel can be done by the average person. I don't have an HTML background and do not know coding, but I was able to take away functions that I didn't want people to see using their page group feature. So the average employee does not have the ability to go in there and change any of their information, as any admin level in the whole system doesn't have the ability to delete a user, because I was able to go into the code and simply change that. So the ability to change those functions was very easy. The ability to change the hard code is a lot harder, and it doesn't need to be done because there's so much functionality in the system already. One case in point was the reports. We asked CyberWorks if we could have a report that showed every incident of someone's training. So if I took a test 4 times, I want to see all 4 of those results and the time and the date and the actual time down to the minute seconds when they actually passed that. So we're able to get a report that shows all that information. So a lot of it's built in there and just needs to be, requested or utilized.
Well, thank you so much. This is a tremendous amount of information, and I really, really appreciate it. Just thanks so much for joining us today, Ben.
Okay, thank you.
CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.